the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Just going to talk for a short while, so stay with me, can you? We live in an age when people are easily distracted, particularly by their mobile phones. But just listen to the vicar for a few moments. Have you ever wondered what is fundamentally wrong with the human race? And with you, every single person. What is fundamentally wrong? And why is it, for example, that we do not have peace, but we have constant war? Why is it that there are massive inequalities in the world and people go hungry and others live in luxury and are full fed? And is there a person in this room today, in this church, St. Andrew's Church, who has never done any wrong at all? I'd like to meet you. I would like to meet you. You see, every single one of us have broken God's law. We have all done wrong, all of us. And one day, whether you believe in God or not, this is a question for you. One day, you will stand before your Maker and he will want to know and give an account of your life. And what did you do about the wrong in your life? How did you deal with it? Because you see, you can't just ignore it. It's there. You can't just pretend that it doesn't matter. It's there. You can't sort of walk away and deny it. It's there. Every single one of us knows that we have come short of the people that really we want to be. We need to be made right with God. Every single one of us. And the place where that starts is through repentance and baptism. And today we are going to baptize these wonderful children because we want to begin that journey of faith, of repentance and turning to God at the very beginning of their life. So a question, why do we baptize children? A lot of churches do not baptize children because they believe it, they are too young to come to faith. Why do we baptize children? We baptize children because it's a wonderful sign of God coming to them before they can come to God. It's an invitation at the very beginning of the journey. God comes to them first in baptism before they can come to God. Now, quickly, I want some volunteers for my signs here. So let's have, how about, Kate, you come. Oh, yes. What does it say? What does it say?
Begin.
Today, these children begin their journey of faith. It's only the beginning. They need to be nurtured in faith all the rest of the days of their life. And that's why godparents and parents and all families here need to make sure that you pray with your children, that you bring them up in the Christian faith. It's essential, for example, that you bring them to church. Otherwise, if you don't, it's a bit like planting a seed in the ground but never watering it. You think, well, why isn't it grown? Why is there no life there? Why have I got no fruit? That would be like somebody who has baptism, but they do not come to church. They're not nurtured. They do not grow in faith. So it's essential. Families here, pray with your children. Bring them up on the Christian journey. We live in an incredible hostile world out there, but it's only the beginning. Another volunteer, come on. Godparents. What does it say? What do they belong to as a result of their baptism today? What do they belong to? They belong to God. They belong to the church. They become part of what's called the communion of faith through the ages. Wow. And the wonderful thing is that I don't know how family life might be for these children. Who knows what it might work out? There are lots of broken families. But the wonderful thing is, through their baptism, they now belong to the family of God, which will keep them throughout the whole eternity, despite the fact that their own family might not be very good. Many of us here come from broken families, but we've been adopted into the family of faith, and the people who sit around you are your brothers and sisters. So no matter what your life experience has been, you now belong to the family of God, the communion of saints. Another volunteer. What does it say? What does it say?
Believe.
Believe. Now, through their baptism, begin, belong, they will come to believe. But it's a journey. The parents, the godparents, have to journey with them in their growth in faith. It is not automatic that they will become Christian. Very important. It is not automatic that simply because the priest has poured some water on their head, that they suddenly, by magic, become Christian. No. They have to grow in faith. All right? They have to grow in faith. Do you know one of the saddest things for me as a priest is that lots of parents bring their children to baptism and we never see them again. Isn't that tragic? And the reason is they don't realize that they have to grow with them in faith in order for them to believe. And this believing, by the way, is a lifelong journey. Thank you. Move up a bit. Another volunteer. Come on, Dad. I've just woken him up. What does it say? What does it say?
Behave.
All right, so in this journey of faith, they will begin to believe, and it will hopefully affect their Christian character. And right at the very end of their days, they will gradually become more like Christ. They will behave, and tell you, this is a lifelong journey. And many of us here still struggle with our behaviors, the people we are, the way that we act. We still disappoint others and we disappoint ourselves, because this behaving is a real lifelong journey. And things will come our way, will often knock us sideways, and we'll be very reluctant to behave. But hopefully we will grow in faith and we will grow in the fruits of the Spirit. So the great thing that these parents have done today is that they want to impart to the children wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom for life, so that they will begin to behave. And even Dad behaves. And they can look at Dad and he can set an example to them of what it means to be a person, to be a man, to be grown up in Christ. They behave. One more volunteer. What does it say? What does it say? Bury. So what has bury got to do with baptism? Let's come back to what I said at the beginning. Every single one of us have got a fundamental flaw in our character. We all do wrong. Daily, we make choices that are wrong. All of us are deeply broken in our personality, and we need to deal with that. And the way that we deal with it is not by ignoring it or pretending it's not there or denying it. The way that we deal with it is we come to baptism and we share in the life and death of Christ. We bury our sin and we are raised to new life in Christ. Particularly beautifully exampled when we use full immersion for our baptism, which we often do. We literally drown the person and we raise them to new life in Christ. Our humanity is fundamentally flawed. All of us. And so all of us need to go back to our baptism and believe that at our baptism, our sin, our wrong, all those things that offended God have been dealt with. It has been buried. And we need to reappropriate the life that came about because of the power of our baptism. So let's read them out, shall we? Baptism, we... One more time. Begin, belong, believe, behave, bury. Amen.
Let us pray. We breathe in, we breathe out. We breathe in, then out. A continuous rhythm, noticed and unnoticed. In and out. Life-giving, life-sustaining, prayers woven within the coming and going of breath. As we breathe, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From sleep we wake, our breath moving from rest to life. Yawning, we take in air, fill our lungs, pump up the means to embrace the day ahead, a new day. A gift given freely, gracefully, given so that we might serve in a way that will need every breath that we take, every ounce of energy, every heartbeat. Our bodies awake, however young, however old, let us be ready, ready to act, ready to speak, and to listen. Ready to see the needs around us. As we breathe, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. The cry of life, that moment of birth when lungs take in air for the first time. A cry of shock, a brutal entry. A cry that evokes joy, relief, fear, responsibility, and hope. As those around us breathe, so they are joined by those newest to the world. In every community, children being born into a hectic and uncomfortable place. Yet in that moment, wonder, a miracle, prayers answered. And yet there may be silence. A cry of life never heard, lungs never filled. A battle lost, cradled in arms, wept over, held, longed for yet mourned. As we celebrate new life, we pray for those that are lost, for families who grieve, for empty cots and prams, and for the tears that are shed. As we breathe, we pray, we yearn for comfort. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. A gasp of surprise, of something unexpected. Wanted or unwanted, it dislodges the rhythm, changes the outlook. There's a shift in life. News stops us, shapes us, causes us to pause, to take it in, to reevaluate. News can be good, it can be bad. It can take time to soak in. Our breath re-establishes its normal rhythm. We breathe in, we breathe out. You enable us to move on. We pray for stability, for an even rhythm, and when our breath is taken away, we pray for resilience, for perseverance. As we breathe, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, Hear our prayers. Our bodies, our world, we are fragile. An exchange from one life form to another, from creation to extinction, it all breathes. From the eruption of a volcano to the green shoots releasing oxygen, every breath of nature takes its place. In the air, on the land, under the water, the complete rhythm of life, a cycle of in and out. Our destruction, our greed for resources and enterprise, our polluting of every inch of your creation, choking, stifling, shifting the rhythm, upsetting the balance, warming the air and the oceans, gases not intended for life. Some struggle to breathe, who feel it more than others. They should be the reason that we change, that we object and protest, that we stand up for those who can't. Give us the integrity to use our breath for good, for justice. As we breathe, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
Hear our prayer.
As water is poured over, as hands touch, and as words are said, our breath comes through. For all those being baptized today, we pray. For Leo, for Eva, for Kirthison, we pray for you. We pray for your lives, for your faith, and for everyone around you's love for you. We pray for those who choose to have their children baptized, for those that are chosen to support and to guide. May every breath they take give them purpose to hold, to love, and to guide these children in their lives. Let us be faithful in our journeys, holding true to the promises that we have made. As we breathe, we remember and we pray. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our prayers. In panic, in fear, our breath quickens. We need air, but we can't get it in. In moments of change, of threat, we are conscious of the breath within us. We breathe, so we are alert. Adrenaline-filled, we pray for quick thinking, for a missed target, for a drone to be neutralized, for a bomb not to kill, for a predation to change their mind, for a bully to walk away, for a knife to be withdrawn, for an altercation to become reconciliation, for panic to turn to calm. In our breath, we look for resolve. We reach for strength. We yearn for safety. With each breath, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. In this time, we've been breathing, our chests rising and falling, barely visible, barely audible, each of us in our own rhythm. In, out, in, out. But with life comes death, that moment where there is stillness, when the breath that gave life has gone, where the soul departs and the shell remains. For those who know this is near, we pray. We pray for their peace, their knowing of an eternity with you, their fears placed aside, their waiting eased. We pray for those who wait with them, for their comfort, for their tears, their questions and their loss. We pray for those who care, who counsel, who comfort and accompany them. As we breathe, we pray. In particular, we pray today for Roma Jones, who has recently died. For those robbed in a moment, the sheer shock of horror, of life extinguished in a second, whether known or unknown, we pray. We pray for the souls and lives of those suddenly, inexplicably taken, through accident, through violence, through misadventure, whatever the how, we pray for all those asking why. Breath taken away, life removed. We pray for the raw grieving, for shattered lives and broken families. We pray for those still breathing. We all need to pray. As we breathe, let us pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Lord, as we always do, we bring to you those who are remembered in Starlink as having their anniversaries at this time. Of Edmund Jack Wood, Frederick Cann, Donald Crouch, Margaret Blay, Jack Phillips, Gabriel Jordan, George Scott, Derek Harrowell, Peter York, Beatrix Steele, and Norman Slater. Hold those families in your prayers today, Lord. In the stillness we pray, we breathe and we pause. We think of all the things our breath enables us to do, to speak and to laugh, to cry, to shout, to simply be. As our chests rise and fall, as we breathe as a community, enable us to serve you. Breathe in hope, take away despair. Breathe in love, take away hate. Breathe in compassion, take away division. Breathe in action, take away inaction. We breathe because we live, because you have given us life. We live because you give us breath. We pray as we breathe. We breathe as we pray. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.